the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
Welp, you can't keep a good witch down, let alone three. The Tenacious Trio released their 200th episode today. Can you believe they found that many dumb things to talk about? And now, your unstoppable witches, Shelly, Lisa, and Daryl.
Hey guys, guess what day it is?
It's Witchy Wednesday?
Yeah.
Question mark?
Is it Witchy Wednesday?
Question mark. Other than Witchy Wednesday, guess what day it is?
It's Wednesday.
We're recording our podcast.
Yeah.
It's the day before Halloween.
Yeah.
When we're recording it.
Yeah.
How many times have we done this?
How many times have we talked about this?
How many times have I pressed record?
How many times?
Well, I'm going to say at least 100, because we do two a show, two a night, right?
Yeah.
When we record it. Guys, we're sick of dicking around. It's a 200th episode.
I used to have a
bat. When was the last time you did 200 of anything?
I don't know. Hold on.
Not sit-ups.
Thank you, Groovy Music Master.
200.
Nice.
Wow, that's awesome.
Thanks,
yeah,
the band's with us
after
today.
After you do it for 200 times, you can have background noise.
Well, you guys...
we're getting good.
Well, we're still standing here at 200 episodes, but before we start talking about that and playing a little game with each other, which just sounded dirtier than I wanted it to, we are going to talk about our live show that was just, well, when we're recording that, it was about a week ago.
Yes.
So let's talk about it, you guys.
Okay. You just said we're going to play a dirty game with each other. Can I say something completely non-related before the live show thing?
Sure.
So I don't know if we invented this, but we made it the funniest. When you're wearing stuff on the top and not on the bottom, you're either Porky Pig in it or Winnie the Pooh in it.
Yeah.
Exactly. So last night, Brian and I, he'd been on call for 2 weeks. And so we haven't really seen each other.
You sat around with no pants on.
Close.
Oh.
I wish. But aside from him coming to the live show, I think I saw him for maybe an hour in the whole 2 weeks besides that. So anyway, last night we got good and silly and had lots and lots of shots, and I poured myself into an Uber. And when, you know, I got all this new bedding and stuff, and I haven't been making my bed. I've just been putting new bedding on top of the old bedding on top of the old bedding.
Nice.
So I'm like the princess in the pee. Well, I woke up at like 5 o'clock in the morning, zero pants, but I had a bra, a tank top, a shirt, a hoodie, a jacket, and like three blankets on the top of me. And I thought of Porky Pig in it. I was laughing by myself. I looked ridiculous. I could have got stabbed by an intruder and it wouldn't even come near my body. Exactly. But we invented Porky Pig in it.
I don't think we did. I think that was a Kate McKinnon thing.
Oh, no, we said it first.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
You're welcome, Kate.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Kate. Unrelated, just wanted to tell you that.
Yeah.
Live show, Lisa, take it away.
Okay, so you guys, I just want to say again, I know that it sounds redundant to say thank you again, but we really, really mean it. If it wasn't for you guys, it wouldn't have happened. And just thanks for liking us. It makes it a lot easier. Let's start out with me saying that I don't feel like it was our best work, but
it was fine.
And that's what I kind of want to go into. As far as behind the scenes, a lot of people didn't see all the things that were happening. So because of the things that did happen, I think that we did well. Considering.
Oh, yeah. We had a lot.
So if you were there and you got even just a little giggle, or you just felt good for yourself, you felt good about yourself for giving to a really good cause, thank you. Thank you again.
So many people donated.
Yeah.
Yeah. The prizes and the just walk by donations. We'll get to how much money we made in a minute, but it was, everybody was very generous.
The funny thing we did learn, I think that from now on, when we do a live show, we're going to keep a camera just on me and the witches in wherever
the
we're stuck
room.
Sitting.
The green room was the funniest part of the whole thing.
We were having so much fun back behind the stage waiting to go on. I think we used all our good stuff there.
And when we say green room, it was a closet.
Yeah.
It was a closet full of furniture. Yeah. Because it was at an Elks Club, which was awesome. They were so generous to donate the space. But I want to caution Lisa here, because it's like, let's say your making whoopee with someone who loves you,
yeah,
you don't point out your flaws. They don't see them.
No, I know.
You don't want to say, hey, my ankle, one is bigger than the other. Which, right. By the way, Brian, that it's true.
Yeah.
Because they don't care.
Okay.
I think everybody enjoyed the show. But you say what you want to say.
No, yeah. I think that it was fine. I just think, you know me, I always nitpick myself. I think you guys were great. It was fine. But I do want to kind of go over some of the stuff that happened behind the scenes, which I think is hilarious.
Oh, in the beginning.
Yeah. So, first of all, Daryl and Paul had went to the Elks when we were in New York.
Yes.
And they had looked at the place that we were going to sit at. It had a really nice audio and video. Yeah. It had a stage. It was great. They had things. They knew how they were going to set up. They had all the cords ready, what was going to happen, where everything was going to be. And that was fine. They decided to go down the night before the show, which was on Thursday. It wasn't the night. It was the day. Whatever. Mm-hmm. And they went down there, and there was somebody there who met them to show them where they were going to be and if they had any technical questions, this and that. Well, first of all, the person didn't know anything about technical, audio, video, whatever.
God bless him, yeah.
He had no... He's like, I don't know what... You guys figure it out, which was fine. And stuff, but he did tell them, he's like, so yeah, just you're fine or whatever and stuff, just hopefully anybody can hear you because of the live band that's going to be here and stuff. And so Daryl calls me, and I'm at work and I'm doing nails, and all I hear is ring, 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 ring. Hi, baby, what's up? We're doomed.
Doomed, he doomed. Says.
We're doomed.
The day before.
The day
and like 26 hours before. Yeah. I would like to point out to our listeners that don't know Daryl the Man, which personally, which by the way, we didn't introduce each other. It's actually on the show. You know who we are.
But
Daryl the Man, which he is, and this is not being critical or positive. This is just his personality. This is hardwired in his DNA. Mm-hmm. He likes to be prepared. He likes to know what's coming. Which is great when you have a producer for the show.
Right. And same with Paul.
Exactly.
Who's
exactly.
Our tech witch.
So, yeah, how is parking? How's this going to go? Let's get the layout. They visited it twice, conveniently, because there is a bar there.
Right.
Once probably. Yeah, either way,
the first two times we never had a drink that was a thing, darn
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
But, so winging it, or seat of the pants is not Daryl's middle name.
No.
So we're doomed.
Yeah,
carry
we're doomed.
On.
So I said, okay, why? And he said, because they're going to have a live band here tonight, or on the night that we are, he's like, nobody's going to be able to hear us. We can't do this. Now, if you guys have ever been to the Elks,
it's divided in three sections.
Actually, four. So you have the bar,
mm-hmm.
then you have another room. Then you have a third
grand room,
which is the grand room, and that's where we were going to be in,
a stage, stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then a little one next to it. They all can be opened up to one huge place or closed with these, like, accordion doors.
Right.
Thick accordion doors,
like elementary school.
Yes, kind of. Mm-hmm. And so we were going to be right next to the band, and... So I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. First of all, I'm doing nails, and second of all, figure it out. Like, I don't know. I can't do anything here.
Exactly. Why are you just freaking me out?
Right. So he calls me back a little bit later. Thank goodness one of our Elks members was, I was doing her nails, and she said, it's not really a full band. It's just a guy with a guitar, although it may be too loud for you to be next door, but it's not like a full band. So that kind of calmed Daryl and Paul down a little bit. And they also decided not to be in the room right next to the band, but in the one...
They called their back bar area.
Yeah, their back bar area.
Which ended up being a brilliant choice.
It was beautiful, yeah.
So that worked out because it was a little smaller, made it look fuller. That was fine. But the guy that had helped them when they decided they were going to go to the back bar said, I don't care what you do, what you use, what happens, as long as you put everything back.
Just put everything back. And I told him, I've done a few things down here with the Elks and stuff, helped at the car show and stuff. I go, I know where the tables go. Mm-hmm. I know where the extra chairs go, this. And I said, we'll be good. I will make sure we put everything back.
Right.
And he said, yeah. I go, we needed a high table because we weren't going to have the stage no more.
Right.
So we needed a high table. So I go, can I steal one of the high tables from the
pool room
and a couple of chairs. He said, take whatever you want, man. Yeah. Just like I said, put it back.
Yeah.
So, they were great.
So then when we got there, Paul was already there. He was fixing the audio. he was missing a cord or he needed a cord or something. Thank goodness Daryl had brought an extra one. That was a good thing. So that fire was extinguished. But me and Daryl went over to just kind of start staging things. So we grabbed one of the high tables so that we could be up higher than everybody else. So we would kind of be on stage, mm-hmm. or at least a little bit higher so Smart. Everybody could see yeah. us. Well, we go over there and the Grand Poobah exalted ruler dude or whatever the hell they call it is like, hey, what are you doing? And we're like, oh, we had rented the, you know, the small
we're doing the show
room
in the, back.
In the back and this and that. And he's like, well, you can't take that chair, that table. And we're like, well, we were told that we could take anything. He's like, well, that needs to be for our members. And if they want to play pool. And I was like, there's like six of these tables back here. How many people are you going to have?
Right.
You know,
sitting back there at once.
Yeah. And stuff. And he's like, well, nobody told me about this. And I go, well, that's funny because nobody told us about the band.
Uh-huh.
So I was kind of being a dick. But uh-huh. I was irritated because I just wanted the goddamn table.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we compromised. So
the bad witch gets a little snippy when yeah. she's nervous too. She kind of mm-hmm. kind of snapped at me too, but it was yeah. funny. So
oh, did I?
I'll tell you about it later.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah. So we ended up, you snapped at me too, but not really at me per se.
Snap turtles.
But snap turtles. So we took the table. He said, okay, it's fine. You can have the table, but you can only have two chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were like, well, we there's three of us. What are we going to do? Make Daryl sit on the floor?
Right.
And also Paul needed a chair. So we needed four chairs. So we took the table and two chairs, and then when he left, we took two more. So there was that, and he never knew
you
the
won't
better.
Be denied.
Yeah,
no,
pick
never
your
do.
Battles, Elk.
And nobody played pool all fucking night. I'm just gonna tell you that.
Well, that's what we went but, back, we went and looked, and we're like, oh boy. Good thing we didn't do it.
Yeah, good thing that there's all these tables that the Elks members aren't
yeah,
sitting
somebody
at.
Would yeah. swing in there, you know what?
Yeah, kind of. Anyway, I get it. I mean, they're the most important, the members. And to be 100% honest with you, they showed up in droves. They gave us so many yes. donations, and it was amazing.
Oh,
and we
incredible.
Thank them for everything, but it was just kind of
funny.
Absolutely,
yes.
I think even the people that we know there would laugh about it, like, oh, yeah, you should have just came and asked me. I'd help
yeah.
you move. I would have helped you move the tables back. So.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. But so then... Shelly and I went to get the snacky snacks.
Uh-huh.
So we went to King Soopers and we were getting snacks and she wouldn't let me get the cookies I wanted because she said they were too scary.
It just didn't look delicious. I was trying to be funny. But yeah.
But it, the thing that was funny, would she? I wouldn't say she snapped at me at this point, but she was hungry. And she's like, let's just get some meat and cheese or something because I'm really hungry. And I'm like, we're going right back to the Elks. We're going to eat dinner.
Uh-huh.
So I think we're fine if not getting a little meat and cheese thing. And she's like, okay. And so after we got the snacks, we went back. And then Daryl sent us on another errand. And Shelly looked at me. She's like, we should have got the snacks.
I was a little angry.
Yeah, she was a little bit angry, which was funny.
I was a little angry. And there's like $50 worth of... cupcakes that I don't want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he just wanted a cracker. Yeah. It was so funny. But when we got back there, so they're sitting up. And
we were sitting up.
Good.
I set up the swag table.
You
and
did?
I got all the tables set
it
up
looked
for.
Nice. Yeah.
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 It was
and
fun.
And he was doing all the things. And there's a lady there who is in the front who has
the very front table.
The very front
acting
table.
Acting like she lives there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm sure she does.
Yeah.
And stuff. And that's
pleasant.
Fine.
Yes.
She was. Scrapbooking.
She was scrapbooking, you
yeah.
guys. Yeah. She was...
very loudly scrapbooking. She'd be like, oh, look at this picture of me and my brother. We look so much alike.
She's sweet as a Georgia peach.
Yeah. But she had stuff strung all over,
uh-huh.
scrapbooking her heart away, and I'm
cutting
like...
stuff up.
I just assumed you guys knew her, because everybody was just acting like it was the most normal thing in the world.
Oh, oh we all were having a meltdown, like,
oh, okay.
in our heads, like, what
yeah,
the hell is happening?
Every one of us was going...
I looked at Daryl, and Daryl's like, I don't know. And
yeah,
so I
could see you going, Shelly's going to be the one that has to ask her to leave.
No, because I kind of knew who I was going to have ask her to leave, and it ended up happening. We didn't ask her to leave.
Okay.
But asked her to clean up her scrap.
Yeah, we're yeah. like, it's almost six. We want to get going here.
Yeah, so I was like, hi, so what are you doing? She's like, I'm making a scrapbook for my daddy. And I was like, well, that's amazing. Don't me and my brother look just like twins in this picture? I'm like, okay, I got to go. And Seth, I was like, okay, well, you know we're doing a show here, right? And she's like, yeah, I need to buy my ticket. And I'm like,
yeah,
okay.
You do.
And stuff. So here, let me just go. This is going ahead a little bit. But... So I don't know. We ended up going into the back, into the green room / closet about 6:15, maybe 6:10.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And she was still scrapbooking. So I had like, I was texting with Paul and stuff, and I was like, did she clean up her stuff? And finally, at like 6:30, he said she did. Well, then I saw that she was sitting at a table with a bunch of people, which was great. I don't know if she bought a ticket or not. Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Whatever. But the funny part about it was, again, don't know this woman. She obviously is an elk. It's fine. That's great. But when we recognized our Patreon members thank you so much, our Patreon members
the
best, you know, and stuff. Can you please stand up if you are a Patreon? Here's Scrapbooker. You're welcome. She stood up and she bowed.
She's very patriotic.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, she was like, yes. Yo, she stood up and took all the credit for being a Patreon member.
The funny thing about this gal, I don't think Lisa even realized it or remembered it, but we would go play bingo at the Elks quite a bit. We were invited to go down. We play. She always sat next to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she likes you.
Oh, God, yeah. And blah, 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 blah. And I'd be like, what number did they just call? I don't know. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
yeah. It was funny. It was fine.
This
it
is just her made social me hour.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's funny. Okay. So then the last thing is that another thing that we didn't realize what was happening while we were down there was Old Town Arvada. It was their night for the trick or treat street. So not only was there nowhere to park for Elks members, or like you couldn't park in the Elks parking, you couldn't park in anywhere. Old Town.
Yeah, Old Town. You had to park there across
was,
the street.
I had somebody who was parked down on Allison, which was about 3 blocks away. Another person told me that they walked from the post office.
Oh my gosh!
It was just insane. So we started late, which actually put Paul into a little bit of a frenzy because he's very regimented and likes things punctual. The way it should be and punctual and stuff. So that was kind of funny later and stuff, but very, very stressful at the time. So considering all of these things, and I want you guys to chime in with anything else you can remember, I think that everything went off.
It did. I thought the sound was good, and we had a decent turnout, and most importantly, the money turned out great, and nobody was harmed.
Right.
I liked it. Like I said, I was before the show. I was in the bar area, and
really, that's weird.
Yeah, kind of mingling this and that. And one of the gals goes waved me over. She goes, "Are we going to be able after we're not going to go to your show, but are we going to be able to come look at the stuff afterward? And we'd like to make a donation and maybe possibly bid." And I go, oh, please do.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and because that Emerald was a big, big part of that that community, and like I said. So I thought that was just the neatest thing, that they were more being respectful, not coming back into the, because they very well could have said, oh, well, you know, we're Elks, and that's one of our rooms, so we're going to go watch it. But no, they were like, can we come in after your show? And I said, oh, and people did. They were just right on top of it, coming in, and they like, I just wanted to, real quick, I just want, here, can you put this towards your donation? And, you know, most of them were $20 donations. There was a couple $100 donations. And like I said, Rhiannon that helped us, she was on top of everything. So some guy walks up and he goes, here, I just wanted to give you this $20 donation stuff. And he goes, I don't want to look at anything. I said, okay, cool. So I turned around and looked, and I didn't see her. So I was going to stick it in my pocket so that I could, you know, and give it to her later. I didn't see her sitting down. I looked down. She's all, and gives me a look like, hand it over, buddy.
She was on it.
She was all dressed up for Halloween. She looked great. She was, it was amazing. Yes.
Yeah, complete and total special shout out to great, man, Rhiannon running. And Paul for all the hard work.
She ran the door. Then she helped out with the silent auction.
Took all the money.
And getting the money for all the swag and everything, too. Yeah. She was phenomenal. So,
and
yes.
She kept it all organized and straight.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, all
and who gave what?
Different areas of where the money went.
Could you believe how many prizes were donated?
Oh, it was amazing.
Oh, my God.
Dozens, and everyone got bought. You
big,
know?
Big time shout outs to everybody.
Yeah, thank you, everyone who donated.
We could do a whole show
just
on.
And to the bidders, you know, to all the people who got those. I hope everybody enjoys those.
Yeah, there was
prizes.
Nothing that didn't get bid on.
Nope.
And everything got pretty high.
You know what?
There was stuff at least that was half.
You know what's pretty cool?
There was some that was over the amount.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
What's pretty cool is we're just some little micro celebrities.
Right.
Shelley got this really, really cool T-shirt made up. Mm-hmm. A Good Witch, Bad Witch T-shirt.
One of a kind.
Cool. We autographed it. And, you know, we're like, yeah, we're cool. We're going to autograph it and stuff. $60 and went for 70. It went for
Amanda,
$70.
Right?
Amanda bought it.
I remember Amanda, but I didn't know
it was
how
at
much.
60, and she bought it for 70. Okay. I mean, God bless her. She's one of our Patreons, and she helps us with a lot of our stuff.
Yeah, and she's
one of our biggest fans. So cool. I'm like, so I was telling Lisa, I said, you know, we've done two shows now.
Mm-hmm.
Two big shows.
Live shows.
Two big live shows and everything. And somehow we've made some money doing this and that. You know, not much, but I go, I think we can be considered We're celebrities now. We're not B-rated celebrities.
Yeah, just actual.
I think we moved up a little bit.
I don't think
that's
so.
Cute.
Okay.
People paid to see us twice.
That okay. is correct, but I mean, also porn stars. I mean,
right? Yeah.
So I want to say the Lisa Snappy thing,
yeah.
Because I think you were just had frayed nerves mm-hmm. and all of that, and we did have to move everything afterwards. And I was so excited. Again, I keep bringing up the Brian thing, but it's like he was in jail and he just got busted out. He was basically on house arrest for 2 weeks, so I was kind of hanging on him like a fangirl or whatever. And I had, you know, when Lisa and I and Daryl to some extent too are out doing something as a unit. It's generally unspoken. We each do what we're the best at, uh-huh. you know? And I'm a restaurant person. I was bussing the tables. I'm throwing away empty beer bottles and whatever. So I'm bussing. And I had like a plate with, you know, chicken tenders on it or something in my hand while I'm talking to Brian. And Lisa was kind of like, hey, bussy, bussy, snappy, snappy. Like, are you cleaning this? What the fuck? Like I don't know. And I'm like, okay, it wasn't that harsh. But your face was just like, do I have to do everything?
Actually,
me and Lisa were making each other laugh, like, oh, we got this.
No, that's what I thought you had said, because I thought you didn't hear me. Because you were talking to Brian. It was only us left, and you and Rhiannon and Brian, and you were sitting there, and me and Daryl were taking the tables.
Yes,
And I
were doing the heavy lifting, for sure.
And I looked at them, and I go, no, it's fine, we got it.
Yes.
And stuff. And so I thought that's what you were going to say.
Yeah. Oh, no, I didn't hear that part, but that's great.
Oh, it was. We were walking back to the pool room with these damn heavy. Those bar stools were heavy.
Freaking heavy.
I would not want to get in a bar fight with one of those.
No.
Oh my God.
But Lisa goes, yeah, we've got this, right? And I go, yeah.
Like, it's fine.
I feel like I did plenty for the show. I'm not going to justify it.
No, you don't have to.
It all worked out. We had a great time. Yeah.
So. Yeah.
But afterward, and thank goodness we weren't in that next room where the guy was.
So
because
huge.
The bar was really loud because all the trick-or-treat parents went. And so we went with Paul and Rhiannon, Brian and I, and had many, many drinks at the Little Elks Bar, which, by the way, super cheap. Let's go all the time. Thank mm-hmm. you, Danica, for making us.
We need
our
to become
guest.
An elk.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm glad that they made a little bit of extra money that night. They would have done really well anyway because all the trick or treat parents were there. But we stayed long enough at 9:22 or 10:22. There was a very special time. I can't remember when it was, but they asked everybody to be silent and stand up. And they were honoring something, and they did a toast, and I was too drunk to remember what it was. Okay. So I didn't mean to dishonor anybody. Maybe Danica, you can tell us what that is. But it was a really, really great night.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Well, that was our show. Oh, not our, this show, but the last.
That was the intro.
That was the intro. Well, and this is our 200th show, so we will be back with a fun little trivia game.
Alrighty. Boop. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did?
Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. Hey, everybody, welcome back. Thank you for hanging in there for 200 episodes with me, your good witch, and Lisa Brown, the bad witch, and Daryl, the man witch. How is it spelled?
That's man with two N's.
And a capital W.
Yeah.
Hey, we have some trivia for each other about the last 200 episodes. And I can see people like Shannon and Amanda playing along with this.
I bet they do better than we do. On the couch.
I know. But anyway, I'm going to start since I have the most questions.
Okay.
But who was our most recent interview?
Interview?
It's been a minute. It was in June.
Was it Stacey Harvey?
Yes. Okay. Yes, Hervey. Yes.
Hervey.
Yes. It was the name of the episode. Do you remember?
Uh-huh.
Smooth criminal. Yeah, she's the criminal justice professor, and she's just a kick in the pants. So
I kept seeing Demi for some
odd
reason.
That was over a year ago, honey.
Can you believe that?
I know.
So anyway, what started out as kind of an interview show,
yeah.
Now we do them very, very sporadically.
I know.
And
just,
like, availability and all mm-hmm. that other stuff. Remember how hard it was to try to schedule those every
Absolutely.
Week? And,
yeah.
But we know plenty of fascinating people. They're just really busy, too.
Yeah.
That's so funny, because when I was doing my research, I went clear to the beginning. Looked, I go, God, look at all these people we used to have on
I
the
know,
show.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to get another interview
got
show.
Got rid of that.
All right, who's got another question?
Okay. On season 4, or episode 4, season 2... Every Day I Write the Book. Uh-huh. Remember that one?
No.
That wasn't season 4.
Season 2.
Episode 4, season 2.
My
I'm sorry.
Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Every Day I Write the Book. can either one of you name two books that I said I read in that episode?
The Dirt? Okay. Sorry.
Nope.
The Dirt by Motley Crue, and then maybe that one by Damien Eccles? Or was that Lisa?
That was Lisa.
Lisa, you going to go for a half point?
The Outsiders.
Yep.
Bing and bing. Ooh, Essie Hinton.
All right.
Yep. Yeah, because I think, didn't we still do the top five then, and he only had two books that he read?
Yeah, I think that might be right.
Nobody's judging you.
No.
It's okay.
Okay, guys. In the Digging Up Bones episode with Demi De Herrera, what did Demi's mom find in New Orleans?
A skull.
Sort of, but not. But kind, Shelley.
A skeleton.
Well, she found a dead body.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
In the Mississippi, yes.
Oh, and yes. In the bayou, I don't know.
How do I forget something like that?
I know, right?
She's my coworker.
I know.
She just got married. Hey, congrats, Demi.
So you said a...
Hey, Demi.
You guys both get a half of...
Oh, yes, all right.
I don't know that anybody's writing down the
phone. We're not.
Oh, okay. No.
But I win. Okay.
This is an opinion, not a trivia. So don't ring in. I just want to
say it.
Yeah, one at a time. Daryl, then Lisa. Okay, what was your favorite game show or game show format? Okay, and while you're thinking of it, I'll tell you mine. It wasn't that long ago. It was called Shout It Out Loud, and it was the mind reading episode. And me and Lisa were on a freaking roll.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were just going back and forth what we thought the other would say.
Uh-huh.
And it just had a good flow, and it was really fun.
I
love all the shows, but
I liked the one that was the I don't remember what it was called. Like you were a interview, and you would pretend like you were somebody who didn't know who you were.
Yes, that was a great one.
That was really fun
when
too.
When you were Pam Anderson, you're like my giant knockers. That was actually really funny.
I'll have to find the name for that one.
Yeah, I liked that one.
I'm not gonna pat myself on the back, but I think we all need to do one like the one I did.
Okay, like
the music one.
Oh, like a music trivia?
Did, you know, the low, and I said, mm-hmm. You know, we all should do another one like that. I liked that format.
Like a music trivia.
Oh, the music trivia that just happened. That was a really good one, rock and roll music.
That was a fun one. Yeah.
And obviously, Jukebox Hero was the one where all the instruments shit the bed, and we did it all on
always
kazoos.
Always will be our number one.
It'll stand alone.
When you talk to somebody, you're like, what if you really want to hear something funny that was, you know, and you explain it to them, then they go, but yeah, my guy that does my sprinkler system, he listened to that one too. But he came that day, and he goes, so who's the person that pissed on the toothbrush? And I go, Lisa, come on out here. I said, he wants to meet you.
He goes, and then I pissed on him.
He goes, you guys are a trip, man. But yeah, no, that was a good one.
And that's funny. Okay.
Oh, go ahead, Daryl.
Okay. So on the episode, Big O Jet Airliner, what did I say was my most fun and favorite memory of hanging out with K-Ron? What did I do?
So that was the interview show with Karen Hamamoto Beavis.
Yeah.
The flight attendant. Your favorite moment with Karen was what?
I don't remember if you said it on the show, but I think that a memory that you talk about a lot was when you jumped the eight ball with the cue ball and hit it in. You guys were playing pool together.
Yeah, me and Karen were playing pool, and I said eight ball in that corner, and she goes, but there's those balls in front of you. I go, watch this. So I hit the cue ball up and over and hit it and knocked the eight ball in, and she goes, I've never seen anything that fucking
and
cool
she was
before.
The only one who saw it.
Yes, they got you had a witness.
Everybody else was talking and smoking, because that's when you could still smoke in the bar, but me and Karen, she's like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's amazing. Talk about that a lot. So.
Yeah, it was fun. This was fun.
Cool.
The Bad Witch listens to you.
I actually have heard the story a lot.
I talk about it in my sleep.
Yeah. Okay. In the episode Late Night Double Feature Picture Show, what did Shelley say was the movie that wasn't as funny as you would have thought?
Rendition?
Schindler's List.
Yeah.
It's not as funny as you think.
Yeah. That's my favorite moment.
Knew it
I forgot which one that was in.
That's what it was.
Okay, we should put that in the highlight reel.
I agree.
Shawshank Redemption. That's what I... Yeah, but
yeah, no, same, not the same
also
thing.
Also not a laugh riot.
No.
No. Okay.
And not at all the same.
No.
Okay.
Was Morgan Freeman in both of them?
What was the name of the episode about cover songs?
Cover Me?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh. Nicely done.
Okay.
Give yourself a fake point.
I pulled that out of my tootsie.
Yeah, your tootsie roll.
Yeah.
That's funny. Okay. On the show Obsession, what did I say is my biggest obsession?
Cleanliness. It's next to godliness.
Boobs. Oh.
Clean boobs. Clean boobs.
I like both of them clean.
Your biggest obsession?
Mm-hmm.
Beer. I don't know.
Music.
Music and beer.
Hockey.
And boobs.
Hockey.
You've got a lot of obsessions.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. That was a fun show. Obsession was a really good
one. Yes, it was.
Okay. Shelly, did you did go, right?
I did.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay, you guys, this is, I need you to actually do it.
Okay.
How does baby Hitler cry?
Go away! Go away!
Nope.
Aquan!
Aquan!
Shelly gets it. It's Aquan.
Aquan!
C-H.
Aquan!
Aquan!
And then you hock Tui on that dude.
Oh, God, do we have to? Okay.
Soon enough. Mm-hmm. What do you guys, this is an opinion one, you don't have to
ring in.
What do you think is the dumbest episode? Not worst, but just dumb.
Oh, God.
Dumb isn't always a bad thing.
Well, Jukebox Hero.
Yeah.
But see, it's so dumb.
It's like a
fine cheese. You gotta, you know.
It stinks.
You gotta laugh.
It's gonna stink, but you're gonna like it on a cracker. Like
it. Once you put it in your mouth.
Once you take it, you're gonna like it. We'll get you there.
That's what she said. I said the chicken dance.
Oh, that was stupid.
Thank you. Yeah, that. Hold on.
It was a great idea because videos were so good. I just cannot make the chicken sing the way I wanted.
He just said, fuck you, Shelly.
That's funny. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I'd have to go.
I actually blocked it out.
But that was a good one, Lisa. It was kind of, I mean, she even ordered that for the show. It was the funniest thing.
Well, whoever's doing it online, like the videos that inspired you.
So great.
He's been practicing his whole life.
He's got a big old huge chicken. That's just a little choker. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
This one's a good one.
What band's music did we use for the show Dirty Movies?
Ooh. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. Talk about something else. Sing a little
AC/DC.
No.
The actual
song was the actual name of the show. Dirty Movies is the actual song. Their song.
Van Halen. I knew I'd get there if I said seven things.
Very good.
You get a seventh of a point.
Nice.
Okay. Why did Shelly call Lisa the C word?
Oh.
Why would I do that? You're lovely.
It's the only time you've ever said it on the show.
Oh, and one of your clients got mad.
Uh-huh.
She said, that girl has a filthy mouth.
Filthy mouth.
Fuck you twat.
You twat waffle.
I don't know who it was, but I did say that.
The reason why, you said something about her. Was it her mother?
Close.
Yeah, you said something. Now it's coming to me. You said something.
A partner?
No.
Was it something about Kay?
Wow. No.
Or something in that, not about Kay, but in some, in reference.
It wasn't this. About no, it wasn't me about personally.
Kay. Hold on.
But it wasn't about me.
It was about a relative.
I'm hold on.
Was it about my dead father?
No.
Why do you hate my dad?
No, this was
he
way.
He wants to make love to
this
you.
This was way before your dad died.
He did want to.
Oh, look, here he's here. I feel him. I feel like the ghost.
He's brushing against Lisa's leg.
No, Lisa.
That's Linus.
No, he's under here.
Oh, no. Okay, I give.
I was making fun of your grandma.
Oh, that's... I knew it was somebody.
You never even met my grandma. Aunt Grandma Finney?
I know.
She crocheted for Pete's sake. What'd she ever do to you?
Well, apparently nothing, because I'm like, see you into the tea.
But well,
that's
oh
awesome.
My God.
Now I don't apologize. I'm upset all over
I keep that
I said something to you. You?
She goes, I keep that with a hard T as well.
Yes, I was like, wow.
Yeah. Grandma Finney's a saint, you bastard.
Okay.
All right. What was the 2023 interview series called? Please. Lisa.
I'm going to tell you is what I'm going to do.
Do it.
You're thinking about...
I am.
Yeah, come on. Come on, pauser, McPauser.
I'm not... Stop fighting with me.
I know.
It was the Siblings of Summer. Summer Siblings.
No.
No.
That was 2024, I think. Was it 2023? No. Yeah. I was thinking of the one in the fall. Later months. Yes.
The freaky the interview fall show.
I'm throwing you a bone, man.
Go ahead. Oh,
the Women of Winter.
No.
The Witchy Women
of
Winter.
You guys are really close.
The
Fabulous Women of Fall.
The Phenomenal Females of Fall. Yes. Yes. And that's bickety, when we talked to boo. Paul's daughter.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
Danica.
Yeah. And I think Demi. We had three. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Demi. That was great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Phenomenal Women of Fall. Lovely. 2023.
Thanks. Okay.
Which okay. The season is coming up. So we got to find some final Phenomenal Women of Fall.
We don't need to find some. We already have some.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, okay.
That was so last year, guys.
So is it me? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Anniversary show, season 2. What cartoon characters did we use to sing us a happy anniversary song?
Oh.
The Flintstones.
Bingo.
Nice.
Happy anniversary.
Great question.
That was a good question.
Well done.
Okay.
I was a little nervous.
Yeah, you did great.
In the episode, Life is Just a Fantasy, what did I say was my fantasy pet?
Ooh, because it wasn't a dog. It wasn't a rhinoceros. Because Daryl's was weird, too. We thought he'd say rhino, and he said something else. Yours was a sloth. Sloth.
No.
What is a sloth?
No.
What the hell? That's a good one, you stumper.
Uh-huh. But it was cute and whittle, like an otter. Like an otter, like a pika, like a...
I don't think you guys listen to me.
I do.
No.
That was a while back.
No, it wasn't.
A gecko?
No.
No.
She just really likes insurance.
It was a sheepadoodle. It was a dog. It was a trick question.
Are you sure?
I might tell you, yeah.
Are you sure?
I know what you like. I looked in my book. That's what it said. Unless I change it the last minute, I don't know.
No, you know what you like.
All right.
How many episodes have we had about genres of music?
Oh, God. 210?
No. Like, the whole show was dedicated to a genre of music.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just going to guess. 12.
Two. I'm going to say
two.
Two?
Yeah. That's it?
Yeah, country and disco.
Yep. Huh. Oh, yeah. Nice.
Well, there you go.
Staying alive. You guys have
the Yeehaw, stay alive.
Yeah, there you go. These are good ones.
That was the one that was both of them together.
That was really good. Thank you for the mashup. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I like it.
So glee.
I have no more.
I got a couple.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you want to go?
No,
you
want to meet
them? Okay.
Yeah. But I was going to see if we could then all talk about it.
Yeah, we can. I just got a couple more questions.
Yeah, I love
if
it.
You'll allow
it.
Yeah.
Love it.
All right.
How many reruns have there been? How many times have we played an episode twice?
Three.
Yes, that's what I have.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I have. It was... Lies, 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 uh-huh. Hump Up the Jams, and Turning Japanese.
Yep.
And?
All the rest of them have been live, almost unedited shows.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say that the one was the live show, the first one, but that wasn't a rerun.
Uh-uh.
It was just a run.
Yeah, just a run.
Uh-huh. It was just a run show.
Yep.
Run.
Okay, which two, and I think there's only two, which two episodes had sequels? So that it was called blank, and then blank number two, and blank number two.
It was... You say one, I'll say one.
Corinna's
Slave to the Grind.
Slave to the Grind.
Okay, I missed that one, but I'll allow it. Yeah.
Yes.
Alex's episode.
Oh, we're it's a different question. So you're saying a two-part episode.
Oh.
So there's part one and part two of this, and it's on one episode, but it's aired in 2 weeks.
Yes, that's what I'm
saying. She's saying there was an episode called Blah, and then there was Blah number two.
Jukebox Hero 1 and 2, and...
And the other one was very recent. Blank of the blank one and blank of the blank two. We just did blank of the blank two.
Blank did a blank, blank, blank.
Because it was a theme that we had more to discuss. So it was like a
second.
Sequel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it too? It's just.
Have I mentioned that I have a brain tumor?
The band that sings the song in the title. Yes.
It's Rat.
Round and Round.
No.
This happened like 2 months ago.
Yes, I know it did. Get out of there. Yeah. Get out of there. It's
Daryl had the idea to call it number two.
Yeah.
Slip of the lip.
Oh,
yes,
yeah, slip of the lip,
cheater.
Too.
Yes, she's looking in her notebook.
It's okay.
She's a cheater.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, okay. Bonus last question.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was the name of our 100th episode in 2022?
Oh, good Lord.
It's not in that. That's so many notebooks ago.
No, I know. Oh. I was trying to see if I could remember. Oops, we did it again?
Nope.
Oh.
Good guess, though.
That is.
Are the champions? No.
Also good, but that was when we won awards.
Yeah.
Best of.
I can't believe we're still here.
Best of times. These are the best of times.
No. Okay. That might have been a highlight show.
I don't know.
But I think we used that. This one, I will say who the singer of the title is.
Okay.
Barry Manilow.
Oh. Looks like we made it.
Yes. Oh, I'm
looks all. Looks like we made it. I gave him some soul.
That Barry made some soul.
I was trying to do some stuff last night, but how many phone-in shows have we done?
Just one.
Deb was Zoom.
No, Deb was Zoom.
Deb was Zoom.
Actual, through this machine, how many phone-in?
Karen, that's it.
And my brother.
That's
and
right.
Was Rocky a Zoom?
No, Rocky was a Zoom.
Zoom.
Okay. That's the other, so we had three Zooms.
Who was the third Zoom?
What's her name?
Kristen. Kristen Mackey.
Okay. Yeah, we need to have her on again.
She's wonderful.
Yeah. You know, she needs to redeem because her Zoom was kind of bad when we were first starting out Zoom.
She was our third guest.
Yeah. So we had technical difficulties.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
And then
your brother and Karen.
Yeah, my brother and Karen, yeah.
I'll see if I can get Kristen in the studio. She's
I love that.
I would love it. She's done a lot more since then. I mean, it's crazy. Yeah.
She's got
super
a life.
Interesting person.
For sure. Okay. For sure. That's all I got.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite of all the witches, Shelley? Just kidding.
Oh, Sarah,
are you going to clean that? Oh, I got this.
And that's with two ends.
I got this.
Don't worry about it. I have all these dishes. It's no big deal.
These bar stools aren't heavy at all.
Did I mention
the good witch is in it for the good witch. That's what I'll say. That's who she likes.
Did I mention I just had a spinal injection? It's no big deal. It's okay.
I'm not passive or aggressive.
No, not at all. I just said it like it is. Okay.
As it turns out, for real, all of the witches and the tech witch did a lot of work for the live show, and it was awesome.
It was fun.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you guys. Yeah.
We will be back with Witcha talking about.
Talking about.
Talking about.
Count by 25. Way up high, count by 25, exercise, stretch your arms, left and right, count by 25, 25, 50, 75, 100, 125, 150, 175, 200,
is the part of the show that's called Witcha Talking About. Wow.
That's a lot of enthusiasm.
I just had a live show in my 200th episode, and so I'm a professional now. This is the part of the show where it's called Witcha Talking About. We talk about whatever we want. We call it Witcha, W-I-T-C-H, because it's hilarious. So, we're going to start with Shelley.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, we always say, guess what day it is?
Guess
what time of year it is?
What?
It's new emoji time.
Oh.
Did you guys do your update? Get your new emojis?
I didn't even know that was a thing.
I love emojis.
How do you do that?
I didn't even know it was.
I think when you do an update on your phone when you go sleepy, then you get the new emojis.
Well, that's funny.
My phone updates itself.
Oh, that's,
but it lets me know.
You've got one of those fancy, I got it this year, folks.
Well, it tells me Tuesday at 2 a.m. your updates will be, yeah, it's crazy.
Well,
whatever.
I'm glad you don't have to do anything for it. Do you guys want to know what they are?
Yes.
Sure.
I'll send you pictures, too, because they're kind of great. And I don't know who gets to be on this committee, but there is a committee for it. I'll just read the thing.
Okay.
A smiley face with bags under its eyes.
Okay.
A paint splatter, and a human fingerprint are among the new emoji concepts up for approval. Today, ahead of World Emoji Day 2024, July 17th, this is an old article, we here at Emojipedia have released our traditional sample designs for all the new emoji candidates. Okay, mind blown. Yeah. All new things. I didn't know there was a World Emoji Day. Mm-hmm. I didn't know there was an Emojipedia, but these new emojis are so stinking cute. So the one with bags under its eyes, it looks real tired and really annoyed. Mm-hmm. And you know, young people today, they're like, oh, I'm so tired. Why? Why are you so tired?
Because they want to use that emoji.
I guess. Mm-hmm. The fingerprint thing, great for true crime texts. Mm-hmm. The paint spatter, I don't know why. I just don't know why. The radish.
Oh.
Well, you know how an eggplant is a male thing and a peach might be a girl thing? What's the radish all about? Could it just be a crispy, crunchy garden vegetable?
That's a root vegetable? A peach.
Oh, you were talking about, you guys had a thing?
There was somebody, we saw somebody who had, there was a couple's, and the guy was an eggplant, and the girl we thought was a tomato.
Oh, she's a peach because of the emojis. They're dirty emojis.
Got it.
Oh, okay. They're delicious fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
And then they have a really spooky tree with no leaves. It's like a cool cemetery tree. And then a harp, like in case you want to send somebody to the heavens. And a shovel, I don't know why. Like
in case you want to send somebody to the heavens.
Exactly. And then a flag from a country that I've never heard of. Huh. So anyway, be on the lookout for the new emojis.
You know, I'm in my emojis right now, and I don't ever remember seeing the clown before.
Ah.
There's a really scary clown.
I don't like it.
Does he have red hair and a...
Yes, look.
It looks like
that's the same clown I got.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Lisa's finally catching up to the clown emoji world.
Yeah. And then there's this one. Have you guys seen this one? It's like a dot a smiley guy. Have you ever seen that one?
I don't have him. Like a
So there's like an outline around him, like a dotted line.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just put all these on Facebook. Anyways, these are ones that I never realized, but I never really looked for them before.
World Emoji Day.
I can't find the fingerprint either. Okay, that was awesome, Shelly. I'm going to be obsessed with this now.
I know.
How exciting.
All right, what you talking about? Someone else?
I'll do mine because, like I said, it was better last night, but tonight. Here are some things associated with the number 200.
Oh, I think that's great.
That is great.
This is one I thought was funny. Spelling. The number 200 is spelled T-W-O-H-U-N-D-R-E-D. 200. Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
What's wrong with you?
But see, that's the information they gave me. Factors. The factors of 200 are 1, 2, 4, 5, 8, 10, 20, 25, 40, 50, 100, and 200.
When was the last time you did factors? That's interesting.
Right? Yeah. I don't know. That's weird.
But now we know how many factors in 200.
Mm-hmm. How about special properties? 200 is the smallest, unparable. Yeah, unparable number. In base to 10, meaning it cannot be made into a primary number by changing just one digit. It also a harshad?
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 Yeah, don't harshad my mullet.
Harshad number and an Achilles number. Okay, whatever. These are facts, people. I didn't make none of this. Yeah. Your man with two. Yeah, okay.
And I also didn't read it before.
I just thought it looked cool.
Okay.
Okay, one last thing.
Uh-huh.
Usage. The number 200 is used in real life situations. Well, yeah. 200 as a counting people in a community hall. Okay, great.
That makes any sense. I didn't look up a witcha until it was time to look up a witcha.
It can also be used to represent a currency amount such as 200 rupees.
Or dollars or
any. Or doubloons.
It also could be one after 199 and one less than 201.
Do you guys know what?
It's a number.
Hold on. Do you guys know what $100 bills make? 200.
Oh my God.
That's what they're talking about.
I am now stupider for having to listen to that.
And you guys pay for this on Patreon.
Goodness.
Don't make them regret it.
I know. They're like canceling subscriptions.
Do you guys increment to $200?
Okay. Mine is, here is the title.
What is it?
Georgia police urge couple who reconcile to get a room after incident. Oh,
I thought you were going to say, take back that baby.
No. This is from UPI News.
Okay.
And it was October 28th, 2024.
Ooh, so recent.
A Georgia police department urged couples seeking to reconcile to kindly get a room rather than copulating in the grass between businesses.
Oh, come on.
Oh, dear.
The Livonia Police Department says officers responded to a public indecency complaint reported in the grass between McDonald's and Raceway near exit 173rd and intersection 85. I'm loving it.
Perfect timing.
Well, the stupidity of some people never ceases to amaze us. So we have some more helpful hints for those of you visiting our wonderful city, the department said in a Facebook post. If you decide to exit I-85 with your life partner while on a road trip to reconcile your relationship, please don't reconcile in the grass between McDonald's and Raceway. Couples were urged to instead get a room, go home, don't reconcile in broad daylight in the grass between the streets. If you're stupid enough to do this, please don't stop in Livonia. Police said the amorous pair who prompted the warning are now both facing public indecency charges. And that's what I'm talking about.
Because they exposed their golden arches.
Yeah, they did. And then some.
Little afternoon delight, followed by a Big Mac. What a delight.
You in for some...
I bet that the ice cream machine was broken.
Yeah, it always is.
It always is.
It always is.
Yeah. Okay, we'll be back with Wow.
Now, ladies, it's time for the Cosmic Seeker of Love. He's more than just a mule. And he ain't no sloppy Joe. Oh yeah, he's the man witch. Oh yeah.
Wow. 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 Wow, wow. 200. Wow. Yes.
Well done.
It's our 200 wow.
Well done.
We've never done the wow for 200 times, but it's our 200 wow show. Okay.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It's our 200th show.
It's our 200th show.
And this is the wow.
This is the wow.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Who wants to wow me first?
I'll go.
Okay.
My well of wisdom is true crime. And true crime number 45 is Stay Stupid, You Big Dumb Dummies. So I found a YouTube channel that is all about the world's dumbest criminals, and it catches them all on video, and it's really great. So waste an afternoon and go do that. But I'm just going to read you some highlights of the world's dumbest criminals.
I love it.
Okay, police in Ossining, New York, were called to a mini-mart where they found Blake Leak, which is a terrible name, by the way.
Blake Leak?
Too many hard Ks. Blake Leak, 23, trying to break in to the mini-mart. They chased Leak through the streets until both cops took a tumble. Seizing the opportunity, Leak sought refuge on the grounds of a large building. The building was the Sing Sing maximum security prison, where he was promptly nabbed by a guard.
So
he escaped the cops, but just basically took himself to prison.
Well, you know, sometimes you got to help. Maybe they took things away.
Like we say, the trash took itself out.
Yep, that's right. This is the case of the liquor store Lothario. And I think that's a Shakespeare thing for like a lover boy. But Scottish shoplifter Aaron Morrison was picked up after pinching a bottle of vodka from a liquor store. It didn't take Sherlock Holmes to find Morrison, though. His name and phone number were left with the clerk after asking her out on a date. Hey, pick me. I'm Aaron Morrison. I'm a really good guy. Here's my number. This is where I live. I love you. Bye.
Yeah. And I'm going to take this.
And I'm taking his vodka, though, by the way.
You like thieves, right? Are you into that? It's in your bio.
Right. I'm a stalker. I'm a thief, not a stalker.
Okay, one more. The lowest high there is. For a trio of drug thieves, it was their lucky day. They broke into a home in Silver Springs, Florida, and discovered 3 jars of the cocaine. They took it home and snorted the contents. That's when they discovered that the jars were in fact urns and that they were snorting the cremains of the victim's husband and 2 dogs. So, speaking of Karen Hamamoto Beavis, am I right?
Yeah.
So, anyway, stay stupid. That's all I got.
And as a disclaimer, Karen does not snort people's remains. We'll tell that story at a different time.
Right. Guy goes, boy, it's tough to... No harsh.
This is real good.
Wonder what this is cut with.
Bones. That's disgusting.
Do you want me to go?
Yes,
okay.
Please.
Alrighty. Here we go. Some more stupidity.
200. The 200 stupidest thing.
Yeah, that was so stupid. Now we know.
Now we know.
And our 300th show will say, what was the stupidest thing? We'll be like, the man with...
the 200th yeah. show.
Okay. Some songs with a beat at 200 BPMs, beats per minute.
Interesting.
These are bands that have had songs with 200 beats per minute.
All right.
Running Away by Fuel, BYOB by System of the Down, Ace of Spades by Motorhead, Ace is High by Iron Maiden, 2 Minutes to Midnight by Iron Maiden, American Idiot by Green Day, Pretty Fly for a White Guy, The Offspring, and The Kids Are All Right by The Offspring.
It's a lot of beats.
It is really a lot of beats.
I'd like you to sing each one of those.
Give me a beat.
Perfect.
Do that 200 times.
Yeah. And that's my...
That's interesting. Wow. I like that you do a topical wow.
Well, yeah. Yeah. You know, we do something like a topical. Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah. Just throw it at the wall.
Just disregard the
witcha. Let's just go with wow.
Some call it a number. Some also call it a number.
Yeah. Some say it's right after 199.
Some say it's one less than 201.
Right. I don't know. Okay. My wow is animals. And this is from AP News. It's a little long, so buckle up, but it's worth it, I think. I don't know. I didn't read the whole article. Okay. An abrupt goodbye to a gorilla goldfish aquarium beneath a leaky Brooklyn fire hydrant. New York. A makeshift aquarium that popped up this summer in a puddle beneath the leaky fire hydrant has been paved over to the dismay of neighbors who turned the area into a hangout spot and goldfish shrine. Oh. The City Department of Environmental Protections has long said the dribbling hydrant caused a safety hazard. Workers filled the earthy area that formerly held the puddle Friday morning and yellow taped off a patch of freshly poured concrete around the repaired hydrant, leaving it looking like a city's smallest ever crime scene. Oh my God, said Sophia something or the other, her hands raised to her head as she looked at the spot. People actually took their time and money to make this beautiful. This was literally a community coming together. The so-called Bed-Stuy Aquarium, named after the surrounding Brooklyn neighborhood of Bedford, Stuyvesant, was formed when the leaky hydrant carved out a shallow pond pool next to the tree bed on a residential street, and the residents filled it with store-bought goldfish.
I love this.
The pond was controversial from the start. Some of the fish were rescued over the summer by people concerned about their welfare. That angered others who said the fish were fine and restocked the pool and set up watch. After media attention and some donation, organizers kept building out the site, adding signages, decorations, seating, a bouclé sign designed to look like an official Parks Department plaque reading Bed-Stuy Aquarium, and a telephone pole was painted with a palm-sized goldfish surrounded in blue. The pond was easy for tourists to find after it became searchable on Google Maps. Two visitors from California who had come to the site Friday morning said they had planned to send a picture to friends in Los Angeles who were obsessed from afar. Now we have to break the news, said Adam Angular. His friend laid a bouquet of flowers next to the flickering candles at the impromptu memorial site. They were so sad, you guys.
Oh, my gosh.
They wanted one thing.
It always seemed inevitable that the fish would eventually have to be removed. The fire department needs hydrants to be in working order, and winter is coming.
Blah, blah, blah.
Fire officials fixed the hydrant Tuesday, but residents quickly replenished the pond with water and fish. So they're like, we fixed it. And they're like, we're putting in more water. Videos on social media showed testy exchanges between the locals and the fire department. Police protected the layers of cement. The Department of Environmental Protection said that in a statement that it was looking forward to working with the community members to find an appropriate alternative location for this impromptu gem. This allows us to keep the New York safe by ensuring that the previous leaking fire hydrant doesn't freeze over and become inoperable. The remaining goldfish were removed and placed in a bucket. Okay. Some residents expressed optimism that the pond could be moved to a nearby community garden, while others are holding out for a converting a derelict storefront on the block on the indoor aquarium as a hangout spot. The organizers must involve these efforts. The organizers most involved in these efforts declined to comment. On his way to work, Joe Fryer passed by the site and joked to a friend, "Does anyone have a jackhammer?" Like, I don't know who Joe is.
Who?
He paused to draw a goldfish in the wet concrete. Across the street, an employee of the Environmental Protection truck warned him not to with a long honk backed up by a police officer in another vehicle. They just can't let us have anything, can they? I can't believe Eric Adams. Oh, that's the mayor.
Oh.
I don't know what
he can't believe it.
He can't believe
it. I can't believe it.
Okay. Adams' media team did not immediately respond to the request for comment. Bum, bum, bum. There's more. Lots and lots more. But anyways.
I think we get the idea.
Yeah.
I have questions.
Yeah.
Were you good?
I'm good. That's about it. So they're going to try to find. Last night was so awesome. We have to go to the. So they were kind of mad because somebody said that last night was so awesome. I had to go to the aquarium and celebrate. And then they went and there was no aquarium there.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. Question.
I love that they. Maybe just comments. I love that they did the goldfish in the concrete. That's really
That's
cool.
That's what I would have done. Yeah.
That's awesome. But I love the undefeatable American spirit or whatever, and just humans getting together for a cause and for animals that don't really have personalities and stuff.
Right.
And it's like, this is something we can all share together, like a community garden or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So obviously everybody can win if they make the hydrant operable and move the pond.
Right.
But it's something they can come together on. I think it's really, really cute. And, you know, maybe people can start actually meeting again and having families instead of this online bullshit. They'll be like, you like fish? I like fish.
Right.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
You know, and see somebody in person and not be just like, oh, you look a lot older than your picture.
Right.
It's just like real life human interaction.
Yeah.
I love that. Humans and fish. Go get them.
Yay. Nice. There's a bunch of pictures, so I'll put them on the Facebook
page. I can't wait.
Well, you guys, thank you for listening to our 200th show.
Yeah.
Sorry, my wow was a little long-winded.
Fine.
If you want to support us, the best way to do so is to listen, but also join our Patreon. We will recognize you at all the live shows, and sometimes if you're not even a patron,
you can just go ahead and stand up.
Just stand up. Nobody will know until we call you out. So anyways, that is about it, and for the 200th time,
stay witchy, my friends.
Stay bitchy 200!
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-200 times we've done the show. We are badass. Don't you know we're 200?
200. Shelly's a hoe, not a cunt. Okay.
Oh no! Must be the season.